getting ready for the Honda Classic, which is just about 2 months away. And then the final segment of the show, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, we will give you our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions, where we predict who we think is going to win in today's final round. So let's take a look at that leaderboard. Of course, three rounds of play are in the books out in Hawaii. It's your sportsinteriors.net leaderboard report. With over 55 years of experience in the business, Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection. All teams, all sports, any item. Visit sportsinteriors.net to learn how they will customize your dream sports room and make you the envy of every sports fan you know. Visit sportsinteriors.net. It's your sportsinteriors.net leaderboard report. After three rounds of play out in Honolulu at the Wailea Country Club, the 7,000-yard par 70 track, it's the Sony Open. KJ Choi is your leader. He is at 15 under par 195 after three rounds of play. And look at this. How steady has he been? A first round 64, a second round 65, and a third round yesterday, 4 under 66. He's gone 64, 65, 66 en route to the 15 under par number. He is four shots ahead of the field. Tim Wilkinson alone in second at 11 under par 199. You've got a two-way tie for third. Steve Marino, the local guy, a Bear Lakes member, lives in Palm Beach Gardens, and Kevin Na are both at 10 under par 200. You've got four players tied in fifth at 9 under par. Troy Madison, Chad Campbell, Jay Williamson, and Rory Sabatini are all at minus 9, 201. And then you've got five more players, another stroke back at 8 under par. JB Holmes, Steve Stricker, Pat Perez, Fred Funk among them. So you've got KJ Choi at the top, Pat, and then you've got a bunch of guys that have not yet won on the tour. Wilkinson, Marino, Na, Madison, Williamson. You've got, of course, Rory Sabatini and Chad Campbell, six shots back, but one would think with a four-shot lead and the guys behind him, KJ Choi probably going to go on to his first win of the year later on today in Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away for our prediction segment, Russ, but this is a lock. I mean, you know, KJ Choi is like the mini-me Tiger Woods with the third-round lead. He's won his last four times that he's had the third-round lead going into Sunday. With a four-shot lead over guys that have not won before, I just think that's a monumental task for anybody really to overcome him. Now, you know, he isn't putting super great. He had 32 putts, I think, yesterday, but he's hitting pretty much every fairway and every green. So if he continues that ball striking and that accuracy, he can have 32 putts again today, probably shoot another 66, 67, and that's going to be enough. Some guy's going to have to be unconscious today and probably shoot something around 60 to have a shot, and I just don't see that happening.
Well, you know, yesterday's 66, it was almost the worst score he could have
shot.
It was the easiest 66 you'll ever see a guy shoot, and he could have shot 62, 63 easily. You mentioned fairways and greens. He did it all day long. Fairways and greens, I think the first either fairway or green he missed all day was like the seventh green. And then he didn't miss another green until like 14. He only had one bogey on the day. He had five birdies for the 4 under par 66. And you mentioned Tiger Woods. Pat, there are not many guys on the PGA Tour outside of KJ Choi that I like going into the final round with a lead, much less a four-shot lead. Tiger's one of them. Maybe Jim Furyk's the only other guy I'd take before KJ Choi. He's that steady, and you mentioned it. He's closed out four of his last five events entering the final round with the lead, the 54-hole lead. There's been a lot of talk this week, and I find it very interesting because Wailea Country Club in Honolulu is almost totally opposite from when we saw 1 week ago, Kapalua in Maui. The plantation course at Kapalua is almost like a bomber's paradise. 7,400 yards. Wailea is just barely over 7,000 yards. So you've got a big distance difference between Wailea and Kapalua. Basically, the only commonality between the two courses is Bermuda greens, because Kapalua, wide open fairways, a lot of undulation, a lot of change in topography. You know, Wailea Country Club is very flat, tree-lined fairways. It's a shorter course. It's a tighter course. It's a shot-maker's course. And I find it very interesting because KJ Choi was in the field last week at Kapalua. He finishes around the middle of the pack for the winners-only field. This week, he's leading by four shots going into the final round.
No, I mean, that's a good point, Russ. These are, even though they're in the same state, they're completely different types of courses. This the Wailea is much more of a traditional, quote-unquote, type course, relatively flat, as you mentioned, high rough, narrow fairways. You know, they want you to do your scoring basically on the greens and you know, seeing if you can keep the ball in play. Now, Kapalua is a par 73, so even though it's 400 yards longer, you know, this is a par 70. That kind of makes up for that yardage difference. But Kapalua, much hillier, like you said, wide open, bigger greens.
Right.
Guys
the,
can
the
spray
width
it.
Of the fairways, I think, is the biggest difference between if you're not hitting fairways this week at Wailea, you're not going to win. Last week, even though Daniel Troper is a pretty good driver of the ball, most guys that have won in the past at Kapalua, Tiger Woods, Ernie Els, Vijay Singh, not the best drivers in the world.
No,
not the straightest drivers. They can drive it long, but not straight.
Exactly, and that's and you play certain courses that way. If you go with a mindset, a guy like Tiger, who's so good, can go to a course like that and say, "Look, I'm not going to be as concerned with where the ball goes because I know I can miss it in big areas, left or right." Here, it would be if Tiger was playing this course, I think he'd see a lot of two irons or those types of things off the tee to keep it in play. Really good players will just manufacture their game as needed with the type of course. But this is much more fairways and greens type of golf, and then seeing who can putt. The other one is just bombs away, not really any consideration for rough because there isn't much at Kapalua, and then, trying to get birdies and eagles. This one is, even though the scoring is relatively low, it's more of a thinking type of a golf course.
We're taking a look, of course, at your sportsinteriors.net leaderboard report with over 55 years of experience in the business. Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection. All teams, all sports, any item. Visit sportsinteriors.net to learn how they will customize your dream sports room and make you the envy of every sports fan you know. And we took a look at the top 15 or so on the leaderboard. How about the players that are not playing in today's final round but actually did technically make the cut? Because, Pat, this is the first full field event of the 08 PGA Tour season. Last week was a limited field event, only 31 players in the field because it was winners only, Tournament of Champions, the winners from 07. So this week, first full field event of the year, and right off the bat, first chance we can see the new change in the rule for the cuts, we see it because there's a new rule on the PGA Tour this season for the cut rule. It's low 70 and ties. However, if that number, the low 70 players and ties, exceeds 78, so if it's 79 or greater, the cut number goes down a stroke, and therefore all the players that would have made the cut on the number, they do not play the weekend. However, they get credit for a made cut, and they also get last place money. So we saw 87 players at even or better. We had 18 players at that even number on Friday, so therefore 18 players technically make the cut, get credit for a made cut, and get last place money of $9,800. However, they are not playing in today's final round. They did not play in yesterday's third round, so we got 69 players making the playing cut at minus one or better. The actual cut, we have a financial cut of even. We've got a playing cut of minus one. During Inside the Ropes at 9 o'clock, we'll debate the pros and cons of this rule, but the players that did not make the playing cut, Pat, include Jonathan Bird, Angel Cabrera, Charles Howell III, and my boy John Daly. Pat, good news for JD. One event in the books on 2008 and one cut made, although he's not playing today.
Well, to all that you just said, Russ, I only have one question. What? I mean, why did that? I understand trying to limit the fields and keeping play moving and all that kind of stuff, but boy, this really seems to be a convoluted way. Just go one stroke earlier in the cut or something, I don't know, to keep the fields at 70 players or whatever you want it. I did see an interview with John Daly. I believe it was
he was blasting the tour.
He was PO'd,
oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness.
And you don't see that out of John because usually he doesn't care. Like, he's like, I'm out there, which I thought was funny. He's like, I'm out there grinding, trying to make this cut. I made an aggressive putt on 18 trying to make eagle because I didn't know what I –